And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Elizabeth Gagne, Pediatric and Adult Sickle Cell Coordinator at MU Healthcare. Elizabeth, what is sickle cell disease?
Sickle cell disease is a genetic disorder. Mom and dad have to have the sickle cell gene in order for a child to be born with sickle cell disease.
A child will be more likely to be born with sickle cell disease if one or more of the parents have the disease themselves, although they can also pass along the trait, correct?
That is correct. With a parent, if you had one parent who had the disease and one parent who had just the trait, then that set of parents would have a 50% chance of having a child with disease, and all their children would actually have the trait. In the state of Missouri, since 1989, we have tested the newborns for sickle cell disease. It does not matter what their ethnicity is. All infants in the state of Missouri get tested.
So a person would know as soon as the baby was born, pretty much, whether or not the child had sickle cell disease.
That is correct.
So once diagnosis is made, what's the next step?
The next step is to be set up with a pediatric hematologist. And then the first step that we do is we put them on penicillin up until the age of 7. And the penicillin actually helps them because all children are born with an immature immune system, and theirs is even more so. So they're at higher risk for infections. And the penicillin they take is twice a day, and it actually helps, and it has increased the longevity of sickle cell patients.
How would you describe sickle cell as a disease?
It is a disease that has many, many complications. The primary complication that they usually will present to healthcare for is pain. When the cells sickle, and that's where it gets its name, is because it looks like an old farmer's sickle. It causes pain because they get stuck together and they will rub up against the inside of the blood vessels, and then the blockage that it causes will also create the pain. They can have other complications such as strokes. They are always anemic, which means their hemoglobin is low, so they get very fatigued frequently.
How do you typically treat sickle cell?
Sickle cell is treated, here at the university, we like to see the patients, depending on the age, anywhere from every 3 months to every 6 months. We follow them in the outpatient clinic. They get what we call an annual comprehensive, which has multiple tests that they will do. The other thing is, if they present with complications, whether they're an adult going to the ER or a child coming to the hospital, if they're in pain, we start out with some IV fluids and give them IV pain medication. Sometimes they can manage it at home and take oral pain medication.
In terms of caring for a patient with sickle cell, how important is it to get that person involved with the care team early on?
It is very important, because I can tell you just from the 7 years that I've been doing this role, the more involved the parents are, the more involved the child becomes. And as the child becomes older and becomes an early adolescent, late adolescent, they take on the responsibility of what needs to be done. And it makes for sometimes a better way for the children, because they understand their disease and take ownership.
And what can a person do to minimize complications from sickle cell?
Follow your physician's orders. If they're younger, from 7 and under, make sure, you give them their antibiotics. If they're older than that, make sure that they follow up with their comprehensive physician, and get, appropriate care. They also need to, get their immunizations if they're children. Stay, up on that, because that's very important. We recommend flu vaccines for all sickle cell patients, to drink lots of fluids. And where appropriate, attire. If it's hot outside, don't go out in a sweater. But if it's cold outside, make sure you wrap up well, because temperature changes can affect sickling.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion is about sickle cell disease. Elizabeth, I understand at Children's Hospital you have a comprehensive care team. Tell me a little bit about why that's important to have such a comprehensive team when you care for individuals with sickle cell.
Well, sickle cell disease is a lifelong illness. It is something that the parents start out, and all of the information is very overwhelming. And here at Children's Hospital, we like to see them every 3 months, and they have the parents come in and we educate them every time they come. We talk a little bit more, give them more information, talk about different complications. There's multiple complications, so we try and start out with the two most, and that's pain and fever. And Dr. Thomas Lowe is our sickle cell physician. He's very skilled in that. It's one of his passions. And he actually came from an institution that he was the sickle cell physician there. So, and then we also have a social worker who helps us if there's a need. And then I'm the nurse coordinator, and I try and keep the patients and the families on track with what needs to be done at certain ages.
If you had one message to get out to people in terms of awareness of sickle cell, what would that be?
I would like to say that sickle cell disease is, even though it's primarily known as a Black or African American disease, it can happen in Hispanics, people from the Mediterranean, Saudi Arabia. Dr. Lowe, you'll hear him say that's endemic in Saudi Arabia. So anyone from the Mediterranean area could have it. If you don't know whether or not you have sickle cell disease and you were born in the state of Missouri from 1989 forward, check with your mom, your dad, or your pediatrician or your physician at the time, because they will be able to tell you. You need to have education, because if you have the trait and you mate with someone who has the trait, then you have a 25% chance, as I said in the beginning, of having a child with disease. And the most important thing with any healthcare is prevention.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Elizabeth for being my guest from Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.